Life is full of surprises. It doesn't stick to the script. We are constantly interrupted and all too often distracted. We need a new toolkit to thrive in this world, one that teaches us to pivot and adapt, be better at relationships, and do the things that we were made for. We need the toolkit of an improviser, someone who can adapt, respond to the scene at hand, yes and make others look better. Guys, I'm on the road. I'm driving to the creative space, and I had to hop on here because I feel like it's been too long since I have released an episode here on the Improv Lifestyle. And part of the reason is because my lifestyle has been caught up in doing in-person live courses in the middle of this. Social distancing and masks have been happening. But I'm also in the process of doing something I haven't done before, and that is creating an online course so that you can take it where you're at, no matter where you may be in the world as you are listening to this episode. My wife and I are working once again on another project. This time it's about story. Have you ever felt like you have a story inside you, but you just don't know how to get it out of you, or you don't know the route to take it? It just seems convoluted and messy and clunky, and your ideas seem to be kind of chaotic anyways and not really organized. Well, I've been there, and my wife and I have both been there. We wrote a novel together, and we really ended up going through the process of taking just all these crazy ideas and then forging ahead and producing something we were proud of. As an improviser, improv comedian, I've had to tell stories for years and years and years on stage, live, based upon a suggestion where people are like, here's your suggestion, go. So, anyway, so we put together this online course called the Story Starter Kit, where people, maybe like yourself, who has a brilliant story inside you, but you just haven't quite been able to get it out of you, or you haven't had the ability or the know-how or just the drive to make it happen and the guide to help get you there. So that's the point of this course, is to help people like you, like me, when I was needing it, a story starter kit to start that story and begin something and bring it to fruition. So that is coming at you soon. And Novel November is right around the corner. So just in time for Novel November is the story starter kit. Now, I felt like a little bit of a selfless plug there. So I've been thinking about this concept lately, and it's this. He who loves first wins. He who loves the most wins. He who loves the most wins. And if you caught one of my last episodes, which was on the Forge of Forgiveness, you probably can tell that forgiveness is something that I've had to go through, a process that I've had to journey through in my own life. And guys, I think it's just part of being a human being. Like, we're humans, things get messy. Relationships, one of the most important things on the planet, and they get messy. And so the idea is like, how can I do this thing called life the best that I can? Well, first, you do the best you can, and then along the way, as you make mistakes, you do your best to try to clean them up. So this idea, the one who loves the most wins, just made me start thinking about like, where are areas in my own life that I can move towards someone with love and kindness? Meaning, I may have worked myself through the forge of forgiveness. I may have let people go and forgiven them, and now I'm healing and moving on. Now, and that could be one, and like, that could be great, and I could be done and go about living my life. Now, when it comes to family, that might be more difficult. Or when it comes to being in the same community, or being in a small town, or being in proximity with an individual that maybe you've worked through forgiveness with, but you actually haven't started moving forward with love towards them. And so my question is for you and for me, I'm walking through this too, is how can I love, like how can I do something that shows love towards someone who I have forgiven? And I do think that it's important that you do this with a person that you've already forgiven. And here's why. Because if you haven't forgiven someone and you're moving forward with love and you know that there's something that you have against them or towards them, and or they have something against you or towards you, it can look like that you have some sort of hidden agenda, or you may know that you do have an agenda. I'm going to look like I'm loving them by doing this action, but really there's an agenda. Well, love within an agenda isn't love. I think it's love. It's something else masquerading as love. Love with an agenda isn't love. It's something else. And if it's true, that old saying that love is the most powerful thing in the universe, if that is true, then the idea of manipulating something as powerful, as potent, as rich, satisfying, enjoyable in life as love, that causes you to be partnering with something that I don't think that you want to partner with. Meaning that you don't want to masquerade something that isn't love. You don't want to be false in your giving. Anyways, just my thoughts today as I am doing some stuff and things on the road, on the way to the creative space. So something I thought is pretty interesting. So there you go. Excuse me, sir. You're welcome. It's funny. As I almost never do this, but I literally was stopped at a stoplight and there was a guy holding a sign. I almost never give money, but probably because I'm sitting here talking to you on this episode, on my drive, I myself felt compelled just to give this person a couple of bucks that I had in my console, in my car. And I literally, like, the sun was really bright, and so they were kind of, like, looking down, and I was stopped at the stoplight for just a couple of seconds. And, anyways, I'm not bragging about that. It was just a couple of bucks, but I felt like, how can I be talking about loving people well, and not just, like, offer something up to someone who is in need, whose sign literally said, anything helps. So anyways, that's my little bit of offering a little bit of anything to another person. And of course, there's no strings attached. I may never, ever see this guy ever again. So this isn't a hidden agenda or anything. So here's my cheers to you, my friend, as you are going about the rest of your day, the rest of your week, that you do so with passion and joy and more love towards the people in your circle of influence. So take care. Thanks for listening to The Improv Lifestyle. This one was short and sweet, just on the drive. If you got something from this, please share this with a friend. Give us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. Anything you do always helps us in our ratings so that more people can hear about these great messages. So thanks again for listening. Take care, my friend. And I'll catch you next time on The Improv Lifestyle. I hope you enjoyed this episode of the Improv Lifestyle. If you did, if you got something out of this, please share this with a friend. Let them know that you were thinking about them. And also, just to let you know, if you're listening to this on Apple Podcasts, reviews really help the exposure of this podcast so more people can listen to it. So if you did enjoy it, please give us a review. I would greatly appreciate it. And thank you for sharing a message of hope, of joy, and of course, of improv. So take care, and we will see you next time on the Improv Lifestyle.